From Indiana Public Radio and Ball State University, this is The Scene, the show that captures live music right in our own backyards and brings it straight to you. I'm your host, Joel Stultz, and on this episode, we'll be headed to Square Cat Vinyl in Fountain Square's Cultural District. Up first, we are excited to have a band called The Bike Walk. They bring a cool, indie, alternative country sound to the stage, plus an exclusive interview from one of the members of Bike Walk. Following them up, we will have Nicholas Johnson and The Unrefined, a grassroots folk punk band that is sure to bring a beautiful blending of styles to your speakers. But before we give them a listen, we'll hear a word from our underwriters. Support for The Scene comes from Greek's Pizzeria of Muncie, offering pizzas, sandwiches, and salads for dine-in, carry-out, or delivery. Two locations in Muncie, 813 East McGalliard and 1600 West University in the Ball State Village. More at GreeksPizzeria.com. And from Muncie Music Center, equipping local bands with instruments and sound gear for 75 years. Individual and group lessons are available for musicians from novice to professional. More at MuncieMusic.com. The venue for this episode is a cool space called Square Cat Vinyl. The space is a record store, a performance venue, and a bar that serves beer, wine, and coffee drinks. Their goal is to provide a space for local and traveling musicians to gather, to serve music lovers from all walks of life by giving them a relaxed and creative atmosphere. Live at Square Cat Vinyl, the all-American indie band known as The Bike Walk played a set for us. With a classic Nashville-type sound, their mission is to bring their listeners the stories of the normal and the extraordinary, the mundane and the spiritual, and the adventures and the day jobs. The group is a band whose music is catchy, with high-spirited melodies and looks that would kill. Alternative indie has found its perfect match. And to learn more about them, you can visit their website called thebikewalk.com. You can also watch some of the songs from this performance online on either our Facebook page or our YouTube channel. Both can be found by searching The Scene from Indiana Public Radio. But first, we have an exclusive interview of one of the members of Bike Walk, conducted by immersive learning student Stuart Elmore. The interview is conducted right inside Square Cat Vinyl during the show. Let's give it a listen. I'm Stuart Elmore with The Scene from Indiana Public Radio, and this is Ian from Bike Walk. So what kind of style would you guys say that your band primarily performs and writes?
I would probably say we're alternative indie, indie rock, which sounds like what most bands would probably describe themselves as. A lot of bands I would love to say we sound like, but I'd love to sound like Tom Petty, like Ryan Adams, Dawes, Wilco. Those are kind of some of our favorite influences, but probably just kind of alternative country.
Awesome. What inspired you guys to write that way?
I think just the rhythm of life is just kind of laid back and just pleasant, enjoyable, and that's kind of what we want people to feel when they hear our music or come to a show. So
awesome. You said that you guys know each other from like Anderson. Do you guys go to college there, or how do you guys really know each other?
We did. Pretty much across the board, we all went to Anderson University. Mm-hmm. I grew up here in Indianapolis, and Logan is from Wyoming. Casper, okay. Wyoming, so middle of nowhere. I'm surprised he even knows English. And John's from up in Michigan, and we all kind of met during college and just been playing together ever since.
Like, when do you guys find spare time to rehearse?
Yeah, so we don't rehearse very often, be super honest about that. I'm in sales at a tech company, so is Logan. John started a music academy here in Indianapolis called Vibe Music Academy. It's amazing. It's basically just helping kids get more involved with music and the musical community. So, but we pretty much just most Monday nights grab a rolling rock, sit down with our guitars, and just kind of play. So we kind of have that night reserved. It's sacred.
Really cool. All right. Thank you very much.
You got it.
That was an interview of Bike Walk. To learn more about them, you can visit their website called thebikewalk.com. From Square Cat Vinyl in Fountain Square, this is Bike Walk.
Thank you.
You're listening to Bike Walk on The Scene from Indiana Public Radio.
Did anybody else decide to wear a hoodie and then, like, stand in front of bright lights for no reason?
I feel fine. I'm drinking hot coffee, too.
Really?
Yeah. It's delicious.
I was wondering what was in that.
Good plug, dude.
I had to make sure it is.
What is it?
It's from Tinker Coffee.
Tinker Coffee?
They do a great job. Patrick made my drink very well, too. Give it up for Patrick! I don't know if he liked that or hated that.
We will never know. We might know. This song is not about coffee, but it is about alcohol, I think. Logan wrote it.
called Petrified. You'll probably hear that Ian say those words, so I probably didn't have to say that.
What's that?
I just told him the name of the song.
Yeah.
Sometimes it's cool.
I was going to use context clues.
Are shaking, my mouth, my enemy. I feel my freedom cracking down beneath my feet. Under the
This song is about being tongue-tied, particularly when it comes to the spiritual realm. So, hope you enjoy it.
Stay tuned.
you. We are the Bike Walk. Ladies and gentlemen, Nicholas Johnson up next.
That was Bike Walk. To learn more about them, you can visit their website called thebikewalk.com. Coming up in the next half of our show, we have an Indianapolis group called Nicholas Johnson and the Unrefined. You are listening to The Scene from Indiana Public Radio. For the next half of the show, we are showcasing a band that has been coined as irreverent indie folk punk. Indianapolis-based artist Nicholas Johnson and the Unrefined. While they may be named the Unrefined, they are anything but. A Butler University group made up of music professor and students, the musical talent of this group is through the roof. From songwriting to performance, Nicholas Johnson and the Unrefined have perfected the process, and it is clearly evident in this performance. They released their debut EP with this very performance at Square Cat Vinyl. If you would like to find out more about them, you can visit their website, njandtheunrefined.com. You can also watch some of the songs from this performance online on either our Facebook page or our YouTube channel. Both can be found by searching The Scene from Indiana Public Radio. Live at Square Cat Vinyl, we give you Nicholas Johnson and the Unrefined.
So this is about my first divorce and coming to peace with that. Get a phone call before the dawn. Hear about a romance going on. Slump on the dog, hide myself in the pillows. Wonder, is this the day when love goes to the gallows? You never expect to be another statistic. You never think it'll happen to you. Knew that the sun was setting before my eyes, and I never knew you'd already moved on with your life. But here we sit, set adrift, stammering our last goodbye. And oh, I guess that's curtains on high. Oh, I guess we used up all our time. Tear it down but leave the set behind. Exit stage right but never for my mind. Call my mom and hear her shock. Hold on to what can't be lost. Rely on the friends who never criticize. When I can't stop the tears in my eyes.
You never expect to be another statistic. You never think it'll happen to you. I never knew that the sun was setting before my eyes. And I never knew that you'd already moved on with your life. But here we fight across a thousand miles, mumbling our last goodbye. Oh, I guess there's curtains on our life. Oh, I guess we used up all our time. Tear it down, but leave the set behind. Exit stage right, but never for mine. Well, the first time I heard Freebird, I was lying on a bathroom floor. The second time I heard myself on the radio, all I wanted was more. The last song I wrote was part romantic, mostly just sad. Now and then I'd settle, but not half bad. Now and then I'd settle. The first time I drunk myself to blackout, I woke up in a port-a-john. The band was playing Midnight Rambler underneath the Ozark sun. The second time I headlined on a weekend, I thought I'd be number one. But now and then I'd settle for one and done. Now and then I'd settle. Sad song market is overrun, and I'm still dreaming like I'm 21. The only obstacle I could never overcome is my whole mind and my appetite. The first time I heard Dylan, I was riding in my dad's truck. And we were heading to a football game against some Jayhawk Bucks. I wanted to be in that marching band and make my dad so proud. But now and then I'd settle for not letting him down. Now and then I'd settle for not letting him down. The sad song market is overrun, and I'm still dreaming like I'm 21. The only obstacle I could never overcome is my whole mind and my appetites. First time that my wife left me, I started writing sad songs. And I'd taken 5 years off to try to make things run. But sometimes a man's gotta realize what he's on this earth to do. And now and then I'd settle for one good tune. Now and then I'd settle for one good tune. Sad song market is overrun, and I'm still dreaming like I'm 21.
obstacle I could never overcome is my home mind and my appetites. All right, thank you. All right, here is the one and only happy song you are going to hear on this set. Get yourself ready to smile. It does. It doesn't actually sound that happy, but the band was giving me shit because I only write sad songs. So I wrote one happy song despite them.
You're listening to The Scene from Indiana Public Radio.
It's been so long. I wrote a happy song, and I don't even know the way to put a smile on my face, 'cause I usually end up lost and afraid, alone in my shame and beat down by the rain. But maybe this time the things will be over. My new disposition, maybe it's my acquisition of time to cleanse my mind of the things I've done. And I felt my share of disdain, but Lord knows I share in the blame. I glorified the sadness, I've reveled in the madness, and I've nursed every single wound for days. But maybe it's your kind premonition, or maybe it's the fresh application of wine to cleanse my mind of the things I've done. And I'm seeing life. Turn to gold, rubble the stone and ruins the home. And I don't mean to exaggerate the pain. I know you had your share of the same, for the lost and the raveled, the worn and the traveled, will one day rise again in flames. And maybe it's my new inclination, or maybe it's my new aspiration of mine to cleanse my mind of the things I've done. I'm seeing life where there was shadow, and hope where there was sorrow. As ashes turn to gold, rubble the stone and ruins the home. I'm seeing life where there was shadow, and hope where there was sorrow. Ashes turn to gold, rubble the stone and ruins the home. I moved to this town a year ago on Labor Day to make myself a dime. And I settled down on 43rd with a bottle of Escapalitram to set things. And I told it my love when nothing to show. At least the bartender knows my
I've rejected the fallacies of a crooked corpocracy, but that hasn't found me a friend. I've gone the way of Socrates, but I embrace hypocrisy. Now I drink alone. I hope in my mind no light has shined. At least the bartender knows my name. Now I used to pity the ones who stayed behind living. Maybe I'm the one who was blind, and I should go to where I know. Oh, 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 oh. Well, I turned to the internet and the twisted life there within, but I never get the joke. And the ones who live in my TV, they say they know just what I need for a life devoid of hope. And I've logged in my time with no life on mine. At least the bartender knows my name. And I told it my love went off in the shore. At least the bartender knows. Oh, my name. All right, thank you. Thank you. Thank you, I appreciate that. Thank you. I could use a touch more keyboard on stage just because Louis Heeman here on the keyboards is fantastic. Give it up for Louis.
Hey,
and then, yeah, dude, I could actually use a little more. That wasn't just a joke. All right. All right, here's another original. This one's on the EP also. Paid on Friday, broke on Sunday. A dollar left for the collection. Walking home fast, hipster brunches, tattooed girls with sweet confections. And I'm just one forgiveness from you, one sweet salvation overdue. I don't believe I'm ready to follow through. Wasted chances, long romances, save it for the next confession. Walking home past hipster brunches, tattooed girls with sweet confections.
I'm just one forgiveness from you. One sweet salvation overdue. But I don't believe I'm ready to follow through. Somewhere along I miss a cornerstone. Feeling my mind is overgrown. And I know my day will come. But on this day, I find myself forsworn. I hit my double, missed my exacta. I waste my winnings on psychiction. Roam the streets by cocktail parties, fancy carnage and hip concoctions. And I'm just one forgiveness from you. One sweet salvation overdue. But I don't believe I'm ready. And I'm just one forgiveness from you. One sweet salvation overdue. But I don't believe I'm ready to follow through.
You just heard Nicholas Johnson and The Unrefined on the scene from Indiana Public Radio. If you would like to find out more about them, you can visit their website, njandtheunrefined.com. Major support for the scene comes from the Vice President of Information Technology at Ball State, Ball State's music media production program, our underwriters, and listeners like you who support their local public radio station. Our show is produced entirely by Ball State students, including myself and Tyler Eads. Our booking and communications coordinator is Tyler Eads. A special thanks to immersive learning student Stuart Elmore. To find out more about the musicians, bands, and venues we feature on the scene, you can visit our website at indianapublicradio.org/the scene, where you can learn more about the program and listen to previous shows. It's all at indianapublicradio.org/the scene. Also, you can follow our Facebook page, The Scene on IPR, and our Twitter and Instagram handles, @thescene_on_IPR. You can listen to The Scene anytime you want by subscribing to our podcast. You can find a link on our website or subscribe for free on the iTunes online store. This episode of The Scene was mixed and produced by me, Joel Stoltz. Thanks for listening, and join us next time to hear what's happening in The Scene, on The Scene.